tough loss for the Lady Beavers tonight, 73-55. And I know you got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but it made it look worse than it really was how well Holcomb shot tonight. And they shot it so well in the first quarter, and you guys had it within six early third quarter. But what do you see maybe the difference was here tonight?
You know, for one, Holcomb shot phenomenally well. You know, our defense, we just gave them too many wide open shots. We just didn't completely do our game plan the way we wanted to. You know, we just got to have other people step up when they've got the shot and knock it down.
I mean, it wasn't that you guys were getting bad shots. You were getting some good shots as well, but it just, I tell you, it comes down to math here, and you know that a little bit. It's tough to trade twos for threes.
I know. You know, it hurt that. That did. You know, when they're shooting that percent, and we didn't shoot bad.
No.
But, you know, it's hard to match up with that. So, you know, I'm proud of the girls. They worked hard. You know, we got back from that deficit and got it into single digits, you know. But then we just, that takes a lot of effort, a lot of stamina, and we did, you know, just didn't have enough to finish the game.
No, I thought your second quarter was probably one of the better quarters you guys have put together all year.
You know, we worked really hard on defense. We just put our nose to our girl, and we worked hard and battled and really controlled the boards in that quarter. You know, so, you know, super effort by them in that quarter.
Holcomb won the rebounding battles in the first quarter and a little bit in the second quarter. All of a sudden, you guys kind of hunkered down on that and finally Brooke was able to get some rebounds and really came down to kind of beating that Holcomb defender right to the block there.
You know, they just did a lot of good things. You know, they attacked the basket. They had us on our heels all the time. You know, we just need to be more of attackers at them. You know, we drew some fouls, but then we backed off and we quit attacking. So, you know, we got to do the same thing the whole time for, you know, 32 minutes.
I thought you had some good things at times tonight. Of course, Brooke with the big night, 21. But Erica, she finally got going, scoring in that fourth quarter especially, 18 points for her. And I thought, you know, Cheyenne coming back, she really had some good moments. Avery, I thought, had some good moments as well. And, you know, they're slowly starting to get things rolling here in a positive way, some of those newcomers to the lineup.
You know, they are stepping up and they're getting some good shots, but we still got to get them to shoot the ball more. Because I told them, I said, we can't rely on two girls. I said, it's too easy to guard two girls. You know, that's what happened in Hugoton, and we knocked them off. So we got to have more people want to contribute and want to score that 7, 8, you know, 9 points. And you know, when that happens, it takes a little bit more pressure off of Brooke on the inside, takes more pressure off of Erica, and then it just becomes more of a team game.
Well, you get only about less than a 72-hour turnaround, and you have an opponent you know not a whole lot about. I don't know if Scott said he's ever played Kingman, but you get them Monday evening to begin the Sterling Invitational.
You know, these girls are excited. I told them to forget this game. I'm like, this game is over. We're done worrying about it. We're going to get in there and have some game talk about Kingman. And these girls have a goal next week, and that's to play and compete and work hard every day. And it starts with the first game on Monday, and we're going to be ready to play. We'll bounce back.
All right, yeah. No good effort for your team tonight, but thanks again as always, Coach, here, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Adam.